These are good times for Tony Ramey, a singer-songwriter who just moved to Texas. He lives near Greenville. One song he wrote, he sings with legend Willie Nelson. Ramey will perform Saturday night in a Crossroads Music Company concert in the new City Hall Listening Room, which also serves as the City Council Chambers. Singer, songwriter, and music producer Brad Davis of Greenville will open for Ramey Saturday night. Ramey was a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Thursday morning.
And on the 13th, which is this Saturday, just a couple days away, so you guys wipe your calendars and make sure you come out and see us. But Brad, I think, is going on to play a few songs at 7:30.
Okay.
And then I think he's going to be picking and grinning a few, maybe with me, and I'll go on around 8-ish, something like that.
This is in our City Hall listening room.
Right. I think it's the Historical Chamber Council Chamber. It's a complicated name.
Well, it is, but it's our new City Hall, which has a long history of different serving different things in our town, and most recently just completed as a new City Hall, and then the City Council Chambers is a great, has great acoustics and a great place to hear
music.
Well,
it does. I had an opportunity to go in with Gustafson and take a look at it the other day, and it's a very cool, vibey, atmospheric sort of place. So, I mean, you know, I love listening rooms as a singer-songwriter, that's going to be a fun night, I think.
Good.
It's going to be a cool listening room.
Well, we'll tell you about ticket prices and how to get them, et cetera, in just a bit. But as a songwriter, will you be doing some of your originals at this concert? And
oh,
how
absolutely.
Did some of these... Tell us how you write a song.
Well, I don't really know
really
how I write
subject.
A song. They just sort of come out sometimes, you know. I don't know. It's, you know, people ask me what comes first, the music or the words, and it's different every time, you know. I mean, ideas sometimes or emotional moments can spur, you know, writing a song. And every now and then a melody, you know, will hit me out of the blue if I'm sitting around and playing on the guitar, and that sort of inspire an idea. So it's just different ways. I mean, the Bible Ball and the Gun, the duet with Willie, came in a dream. You know, that was a whole story that sort of played itself out in my sleep. It was about an hour and a half's worth of sleep that night, just so happens. And I woke up at about 7 o'clock in the morning and wrote down the lyric and, you know.
The Bible, the Bottle, and the Gun.
Mm-hmm.
And we do hope to play that for you here in just a bit. At the end of our interview time here. And Tony told me the story how you asked Willie to sing on that with you, but he produced the part that he did, and you had already laid down the tracks for yours, and you really didn't meet in person for that.
Well, I met him in person, but I had a gig that night, so I had to run through Paternalis Spicewood, where his studio is, and hand off the tracks. I did most of those tracks in my home studio, and handed them off, and he was excited about singing on the tracks. And then I did get to speak with him later on at the Choctaw. He was doing a show up there, so I went up to say hello to him and get to thank him a little more in depth, you know, because we only had a few minutes down at Spicewood as I was blowing through. And then Choctaw, though, he was first thing he said to me was said that he appreciated me letting him sing on his song.
How humble.
I said, look, don't mention it. But yeah, he is a really sweet soul, a good spirit, and we had a, you know, he was just getting ready to go on to sing, and he still was very open and accessible out backstage to talk for a few minutes about the music and about the song. So
KSST News.